It's no surprise the described champion for urban revitalization requests that I meet him at Al Dente. It's a cafe on Main Street. Plus, Philip Hooper says it's
the best coffee in town.
He's wearing a baby blue seersucker jacket, an echo of his cool, relaxed approach to work. And if you've met him, you know, community development is his vocation, his manifesto. Just listen to the guy talk.
You know, I want to light a fire for community development and people. It's a kind of a calling for me. I use that word hesitatingly and sparingly given my church upbringing, but I think that may be it. And I want people to know in Elberfeld and in St. Phillips and in Chandler, Indiana, that the health of their communities, their small town communities, is impacted by the health of urban Evansville. But we need folks on farms, folks in small towns, folks in the suburbs being city champions.
During his 2-year tenure at the DMD, he spearheaded dozens of revitalization projects, like securing federal urban development grants, forming a task force to brand Evansville's 5 cultural districts, and acquiring the Haney's Corner Arts area. But on a micro level, Hooper encouraged the dreamers and entrepreneurs, not just the young ones, to see the possibilities and work with local government. Just look at Franklin Street or the Arts District. President of the board of the Alhambra Theater, Rachel Goldman, is sorry to see him leave.
The number of people he inspired, however he may feel about that distinction, is wonderful to see and wonderful to feel and experience in this community. Mm-hmm. The vibrancy he has brought to us is something I sincerely appreciate and am forever indebted to him for.
But she understands where things could have been exhausting.
You know, unfortunately, I have seen it happen enough that at some point, and shame on me perhaps, that I have come to expect that perhaps some of our more exceptional public servants will go on and seek fortune in the private sector, which is a shame, but I don't blame him for that. I really don't.
Hooper says he's welcoming the change of pace. The politics that played out in moving the city's major developments forward, like the Convention Hotel, were particularly taxing.
And that's a stressful proposition to have a care and an interest in every single problem solution set in your city. That's a heavy burden. So I mean, certainly that's. I'd be lying to you if I told you that wasn't part of it, because, I mean, that's certainly part of it.
Here's City Councilman Jonathan Weaver.
I do think Philip is ahead of his time, and I say that in a great way, ahead of his time for Evansville, because he just has so many great ideas, and it's so progressive, and I think it scares a lot of people in this community. But that's what we need, and that's what the young people want to see develop in the downtown area.
So Philip Hooper is moving on to an architecture and planning firm and real estate, although he won't give particulars.
The timing is right. This is something the mayor and I have been talking about for quite some time. I've been talking with my mentor for quite some time about just leveraging my experience in new ways in the community. Regardless of what I'm doing in 5 years, I'll still be a community leader in various ways.
After our discussion, he excused himself to meet Westside business leaders to discuss community development at PG, another cafe, which, by the way, he says has good coffee, too. Cass Harrington, WNIN News.